Remarks of the President before the United Defense Fund Volunteer Leaders in the Rose Garden, August 2nd, 1951.
Mr. President, this is a group of our fellow Americans who have been in Washington today laboring on behalf of the welfare of the armed forces. They met and discussed the various problems with which they are confronted, and they summed up their deliberations in a resolution which they adopted, the sense of which is that there is need for the USO and other services to the armed forces and for defense and welfare activity and for Korean relief, a need for it to continue regardless of the outcome of the present hostilities in Korea. Mr. President, I present to you as fine a group of patriotic Americans as you could find in all this land. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Mr. Ambassador, yesterday I would have said Mr. Secretary. I appreciate your coming here, so I can tell you that I'm more than pleased that you're willing to take the time, the trouble, and the effort to do what you're doing. You know, the armed forces of the country depend entirely on the morale which is given to them from back home. I know because I've been one in the front line when I was much younger than I am now. And I know how it feels to have somebody at home who's interested in what I was trying to do at that time on the front in France. These young men are just like we were. They appreciate more than you'll ever know what you people are doing. All during this World War II, and Mr. Truman was an active participant in all the work that went on here in Washington, and when she was at home, the same conditions prevailed. I just want to say to you that I am very appreciative. I thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart in the name of the people of the United States, and officially as President of the United States, I'm sending my thanks to you.